Say vagina, don't say pussy. Say vagina.
Cunt.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes on our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I'll donate to Save the Slammer. Wait, you know what? Fuck you. Subscribe now or I'll donate. Did you write this?
Did I type it wrong?
I don't know.
Subscribe now or I'll donate to the Save the Slammer. Well, it says Slammer.
Subscribe now or I'll donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser. He wrote this shit.
Don't you mean if they don't subscribe? See what I did there? See what I'm doing?
No. I mean donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
Whether they subscribe or not?
Donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
I see what you're doing here.
Donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
Yeah, well done, honey. Well done.
He wrote this. Donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
Anything else?
You're not writing this anymore. Donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
Thank you, Heather.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listeners ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you unless you donate to the Save the Slammer Fund. That's what we're saying. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have William Morrison and Steve Hill. You know these guys from Showbiz.
Showbiz.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for being here. Poor Heather. Also, her computer froze up at that moment.
At that exact moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I played it off pretty well.
Well, all you do...
I shit on Emery whenever something goes wrong.
You can look over at my screen. Did that occur to you, to look at this?
Yeah.
Because that's identical.
That wasn't my problem.
Yeah.
My problem was your writing.
No, that was fucking funny. You want to do it again?
No, I don't.
No. You didn't... That was funny. Did you read it before the show?
I did.
It was really funny.
It was not...
Okay,
really
you do
funny.
My part, I'm going to do your part, all right?
No, we're not doing this
again. No, yes, we are. You're going to read my part.
Steve Hill, you read
You're
my gonna
part. You're going to read my part.
I'm not
Look
doing it.
Look over here. Read my part.
No, I'm not
guys,
doing it.
Guys, it was funny.
No, stop. Subscribe now or I'll donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser. You're that's your line there. Go ahead and read my line. You're gonna
hey, guys, how are
you? You sucked it. You know you're going to lose this if we read it out loud because it's quite funny.
I think the listeners will vote for me. And then they will donate to the
That's
because
I
want to
fuck
fundraiser.
You. That is not fair. That is not fair.
And?
Bitch. All right. Just Save the Slammer, all right? Yeah, here's what's going on. We are raising money. There we go. We are raising money to buy Penn Jillette's old house. That's what we're doing.
Right.
And there's a couple of reasons. It's a little complex. First of all, Penn Jillette, I want to say something right off the bat. The first thing that blew my mind about this fundraiser, the thing that really just shocked me, is the kind of rich guy hate that you see on the internet when something like this is going on.
Yeah.
Some guy was going, why didn't Penn Jillette just have it, the goddamn Koch brothers, his buddy the Koch brothers, buy the goddamn thing? And I'm like, you are a dick. Whoever you are, right. You don't know Penn. You don't know anything about him. You don't know anything about our fundraiser. You just decided to come into this Reddit thread and shit on this idea.
Right.
And you're a piece of shit. So that made me a little crazy.
Yeah. People always do that. They like to count your money for you. They assume that you have a specific amount of
it doesn't
finances.
Matter. It doesn't matter how much someone earns. It doesn't matter how much they make. And it doesn't matter how much the internet claims they're worth. It doesn't mean they don't have to sell something to buy something else.
Sure.
That's in fact, it usually is that you have to sell something to buy something else.
Right.
You know?
That's the way it works.
Penn's not
there.
The upper 1%. He's a rich guy, but he ain't the upper 1%.
Right.
And so when he had to buy this new house, and by had to, I shouldn't say had to, when he and his family decided
to move the kids away from a retreat and into a home with neighbors so that they could have a fucking life.
Yeah, it's a necessity. You have to get kids in an environment that's conducive to raising a family.
I'm surprised the marriage lasted this long, waiting this long to do this. I mean, those kids deserve to have, you know, the people that they went to school with were miles and miles away.
Right.
So that they didn't, it was very hard for them to have a play date with their friends.
There
and
was
all
no
that.
Going outside and playing in the fire hydrant there, at their house, unless it was just by themselves.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, all alone.
It is in a big, huge slab of desert, you know.
Right.
Not that Nevada is pretty much just a big slab of desert, but but in the area he moved to, he moved into a house and named it the Hawk. In the area he moved to, you know, it's families. It's families of
it's gated.
A kind.
It's gated community.
Gated community, and they, and the kids have an opportunity to actually grow up like normal kids would grow up in that scenario.
And while we're ranting, I just want to say, no matter what you try to do, no matter what good deed you try to do or what idea you have, and you have a lot of people behind you, and it's you think it's great, you feel it's great, someone's going to write a letter to you and tell you how you're fucking it up or doing it wrong or how your idea is shitty. Even if you're helping starving children, you know,
you're not doing
it
right.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Here's how you should be doing it. And that's already happened to us. So
actually, one of my favorites, I'm not going to name any names or anything because I don't even know the name, come to think of it, but Heather got attacked, I think, on Facebook by someone who was like, why are you spending your efforts doing this? Why don't you
tackle blue laws?
Yeah, blue laws. Why don't you spend your time fighting blue laws? I don't even know what the fuck blue laws are. Number one, number two, that's your cause, you dumbass.
Right.
Don't, what the fuck is the matter with you?
It's always someone wanting you to take up.
I could do the same thing to her.
I could
say, why aren't you molesting kids?
Right.
Wait,
that's not the same thing. That's a different thing altogether.
So we're putting on this effort. We've worked really, really hard on it. And we do, you know, we listen to the criticisms, but it's just the way that you say it to us. It's just like, God, man, we're really trying. We're trying to do something good, and you're just like shitting on me.
I did get a letter today from a guy who's mistaken about some things, but had really great notes.
Yeah,
about
he had good
things.
Ideas.
He had really good ideas. He felt like... he felt like our fundraiser perks, a lot of them were humorous. There are perks you can get, like for $125, you can get a special edition T-shirt. We'll send you that. But we're trying to raise money to purchase a slammer, not sell products, of course.
Right.
And there's a lot of time and effort that goes into delivering products at the end of something
so
like this.
So if you're going to donate $10 for a pin, you know how long it's going to take for us to process the thousands of pins and mail it and to put it together and make sure we don't get shit wrong for, you know, $10 pins. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not trying to start a business.
Right.
You're trying to raise money.
And people who are donating to a cause of this kind are not doing it in order to get a pin or a T-shirt or a bumper sticker.
They want to donate to the cause.
They want to donate to a cause. Yeah. They want to support an idea.
Support.
And it's a great idea if you're an atheist or a secularist. And we even had a Christian come in and post and comment and go, everyone deserves their own space. Here's some money. That was pretty fucking cool. That was really cool.
We should give that person an honorary brick in the Vatican wall.
Yeah, that would be nice. You should absolutely do that. And
that's
there
the name of the place, the Vatican.
And you can get in for your money, and that is an engraved brick in the wall that we're going to build.
It's a free speech wall.
And you can say anything you want. That's the other thing. You can come buy a brick and say, fuck atheists. We'll put it up.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll put that brick up. I don't know where the brick will be, but we will put your brick in that wall if you want to say that. It's a free speech wall.
Yeah. Subterranean. Subterranean.
No. We'll have a section for, you know, people who want to
opposing
rant against
views.
Us, but yeah.
Anyway, go to praisebacon.org or unitedchurchofbacon.org or anything with bacon.org. No. And just check out the Indiegogo and look at all the cool stuff you'll get.
Yeah. So I'm not even done ranting. I'm going to go a little bit longer.
Continue.
Here's the thing. We are doing this. I want to clear a few things up with the show here. We are doing this because if we didn't, Penn's house and land would go to the highest bidder, and then be bulldozed.
And that
there's
would
no
suck.
Way around that. That's what would happen.
Have
now,
you ever
when
seen
I,
it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
when
amazing, amazing.
When I knew that was going to happen, when I knew that was a probability, or at the time, it was the plan. And Penn was inviting, he threw an email out to all of us and said, we're going to have a breakout party, you know, come on over, we'll throw a party, we'll get a band, and then we'll tear some stuff down and have fun. if it's going to be bulldozed, he wanted to go out with style. And that's when I started calling people and saying, this is my take on it, by the way, initially, and still is, actually. That's a historic landmark, in my opinion. Penn Jillette, whether he wants to know it or not, is an important figure in our world. And yeah. I mean our world. I don't mean just the United States. I don't mean just Nevada. And I don't mean just in the atheist and skeptic communities. He's an important figure in our world, as is Teller. If Teller were selling his house, I would feel exactly the same way. And here's my point. If many years ago, the first house ever built by Houdini is a great example, were up for sale, and someone wanted to buy it and destroy it and put up a shitty cabin, I would say we need to step in and preserve that place, because what's going on behind those doors and the person who built that house and the person that house represents is important. And I would want to save it.
Right.
I would want to preserve it. So I wanted to preserve it the minute I got invited to a teardown party. And so I started making some calls. Other people acted on their own, independent of me, with the same attitude of let's save it. And
John Whiteside.
John Whiteside, and it doesn't matter who, some other people. And so we all found each other and got together and discovered that we were all sharing this sentiment. And my idea to just save it and keep it as a historic building, or get someone to buy it who wouldn't tear it down, was a little simplistic. But John Whiteside's idea, and another person that he talked to who actually is buying up the land around it, so that it's not encroached upon by crappy box builder houses, because he's got 8.5 acres around the whole thing, right? Someone has stepped in and has said, I'm going to purchase the land. And John stepped in and said, then I'm going to raise the money if we can. We're trying to do that with the fundraiser. I'm going to raise the money and try to purchase the building. And so that's the plan as it stands today. And no, we don't know exactly who the board of trustees is yet. We will if we raise the money. We have a whole different set of possible outcomes for the fundraiser. We may just raise the $500,000, the initial $500,000 that we've set as our main goal, or rather as our first goal. We need $3 million to actually buy the whole building and own it, for the Church of Bacon to actually own it outright. That's our great goal. That's our big goal. We hope that we can achieve that goal. But if we don't, then we will raise the money to operate it, and we'll negotiate a deal where we get to just keep operating the building and turn it into the Church of Bacon, but not own the building. You know. So we have more than one option on the table, and I wanted to make that clear here today. I'll make it clear again on other episodes of the show, but tell your friends, tell everybody that you know, please tweet this out, throw 10 bucks, throw 20 bucks. This occurred to me. If 250,000 people, and that's about the listenership, for example, of Penn's Sunday School, right? If 250,000 people donated 12 bucks, we'd have $3 million.
There you go.
12 bucks. You know what I mean? What is that today? That's a hand job. I mean, at the school. Anyway, no, I don't go to a school and get a hand job. I'm not really doing the cause any good right now.
No, you're not. And
I don't get hand jobs from kids at school. I'm making a joke. Feel the burn. You're a Bernie Sanders guy, huh, Steve?
That's right. I'm a Bernie man.
All right.
He speaks my language.
Yeah.
We speak to the 47%.
All right.
The people who suffer this capitalistic system
that
we live in.
It's only 47%? That's kind of high.
It's kind of high. Well, we're not in 1% yet. Yeah. We're not up there with you yet, Emery.
Me? You kidding me? You feel this air conditioning you're feeling? I don't even have a good AC system in this house.
No, but yeah, so. Bernie's my man.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. I don't... Yeah. I mean, it seems like this state's either going to go to Bernie or Ms. Clinton.
This state, I'm predicting, will go to Bernie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On what do you base that prediction?
I base that on people just being fed the fuck up with politics as usual.
So you think that's true? You think Californians are fed up with it?
Yeah. Everyone, every citizen in the United States should be fed up with politics as usual.
Yeah.
You know?
And definitely a vote for Hillary is a vote for what we've been getting the last 8 years.
Exactly.
I was very, very, very hopeful that that Obama would do amazing things. And I think he's done some things that I agree with.
Yeah, but his hands have mostly been tied by Congress. I mean, they fought him tooth and
at the end of the day, though, what he got passed was a reason to write me a ticket for not being able to afford insurance. And in that sense, the libertarians are right. You know, that's fucking wrong.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's been saying it, and they've been saying it ever since its inception, that the Affordable Care Act is good, but it could be fixed. It can be, you know, mauled into something, you know, that's compatible to most people. You're not going to please every damn body.
Uh-huh.
But if you can get the majority of the people with some type of health care, I think it's the humane fucking thing to do.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Right.
It's a step in the right direction.
I don't know. I'm honestly not convinced it is. I'm really not.
I'm from Canada.
You're from Canada. You're a fucking socialist. What do you expect? He's a socialist. All right, we'll talk more about that when we get back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/EmeryEmery. That's G-U-M as in make a donation to the Save the Slammer.
That's see what I did there?
That's a lot of mouth words.
Yeah, I know.
ROAD.com/EmeryEmery and buy the damn thing.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Save the Slammer. That's fundraiser.
That's as good as any other.
Do it.
Chicken cross the road joke.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with William Morrison and Steve Hill. William Morrison, you play with Skinny Puppy.
I played with Skinny Puppy.
Played.
Yes.
You not have a skinny him. Puppy, don't you feed it?
Absolutely not.
Show my age, am I?
Skinny Puppy is originally the idea was it was supposed to be the the music that came from the perception of a tortured dog.
Oh, was it really?
I was close.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, you don't see too many people coming from that perspective of a starving animal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bold statement.
Well, the band was founded around the animal rights movement, so
it
was,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the best song you guys ever made?
The best song, the best Skinny Puppy song?
Yeah, and that's a loaded question, because like what you think is the best song, being part of the band, and what was successful are probably two different songs, right?
I'm sure that there's a variety of opinions on that topic.
Well, I'm asking yours.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I like some of the big hits, like Tin Omen, yeah, which was about Tiananmen Square. Tester, which was the song that was really encapsulated everything about the animal rights movement that the band was about.
Oh, yeah?
There's a couple examples, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, when Steve told me that he was working with you on this project, I didn't recognize your name at all. And then when he said Skinny Puppy, I was like, get that fucker over here. So let's talk about your goals with this. Now, Steve connected me with a bunch of other folks and invited Heather and I to come down and take part in a protest, I guess. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So I'm on board, no matter who it is, to go protest anything popish. So that's all you had to say to me. We're fucking the Pope. You want to be there. I'm like,
and we're not using any Vaseline.
Yeah, fuck the Pope, motherfucker. So, yeah, I'm with you. And the Pope love made me a little crazy. I don't have any... I just don't think... It's almost as if Hitler had figured out a way to step down and then put some other guy in his stead, I still would hate the fucking Nazis. And that really is how I feel about virtually any Pope that they might be putting up there.
Right.
Well, that's interesting, because this issue with Junipero Serra reeks of that. You know, the Pope has canonized a guy who slaughtered tens of thousands of Native Americans.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he thought he was doing the right thing. In fact, I'm certain he was. But nonetheless...
Who was doing the right thing?
Serra.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, he was a very pious guy. He was a fucking weirdo. I mean, like, you know, he used to beat himself with chains while he was giving sermons and whatnot. But I think that, you know, it's you can draw a parallel to the Nazis, because I'm sure Hitler thought he was doing the right thing when he was trying to annihilate the Jews as well.
Right.
So, you know, the thing is that the church gets a pass because it was in the name of God.
Right.
And that's what pisses me off. That's right. You know, that is the motivation for this action.
So the guy's name he canonized is
Junipero Serra. Serra, yeah.
Say it slowly.
Junipero Serra.
Junipero.
Yes.
Serra.
Yeah.
Serra.
And this guy, he killed Native Americans.
He founded the missions pretty much from Baja all the way through California.
Okay.
And in doing so, his mandate was to obviously bring all the the natives to God, and did so in such a way that you know, brought disease and death and torture upon all these people, destroyed their culture, and, you know, annihilated literally tens of thousands of people.
I see.
Nice guy, huh?
Well, I mean, here's the question. I want to get on board. I want to be there for you. I want to understand it completely, you know?
Sure.
So the skeptic in me says, did he mean to murder these people, or were his actions incidentally killing people? You know, that's what I'm curious about.
No, I don't. I think that Serra, from what I've read about him, had a genuine fondness for Native people.
Okay,
which is very surreal.
Right, right.
I think it's true. I think that he really believed that he was doing the right thing.
Yeah,
and but I mean, the, you know, doing the right thing included, you know, just, you know, forced marches where people would starve to death between the missions.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the sickness of religion.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
This just highlights the sickness.
What are they doing with this guy again? Is he going to be a saint or something?
The Pope canonized him. Yes.
Yeah. Once you're canonized.
Yeah, he's going to call him a friar now or something.
No, he was a friar.
He was a friar, now he's a saint. Canonization makes you a saint.
That's saint, right. Junipero Serra. Yeah.
And so, what were his two, I think, I think you have to have two miracles you performed? Is that the rules?
Wasn't it three?
I think he got a waiver for one of them.
A waiver?
Yeah, he got like this waiver. They were like, fuck it.
You got permission slip.
You good. Yeah.
But it's amazing to me that the church has a system by which to decide whether or not And it also makes me presume that virtually every saint throughout history was dealt with or was canonized under the same lax rule system. You know, why have a system in place if you're not going to adhere to it? You know,
right.
Maybe they were his supposed? Do we know this? What his supposed miracles were?
No, I don't actually.
Okay.
No.
All I know is I read that he got a pass on one.
Okay.
And it kind of expedited the process for him because, I mean, I guess miracles don't happen every fucking day.
Yeah. Let me be clear, they never happen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
So whatever two they claim to not be giving him a pass on are bullshit.
How valid are they?
So they gave him a pass, and then they bullshitted about the others. Right.
Sainthood is a fantasy club.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now, isn't Junipero that's the Carmel mission, right?
That's where he's buried.
Isn't he buried?
Yes.
And let me tell you guys something. Last year, my little girl was in fourth grade. We did a field trip. We actually went to the mission in Carmel because my wife has family up there, and all the way up there, we were telling my little girl the other side of the story.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Like, they never tell you guys that, you know, they basically enslaved the indigenous people. They basically gave them diseases. They basically were forced labor.
Right.
To build emissions.
Yeah.
So we let her know that there's always another side to the story. Usually there's, like, in a war, whoever wins gets to write the history. Well, the churches wrote the history about all of these missions, and I'm sure they weren't dictating any notes from the people who they enslaved.
Right.
Which I think is kind of fucked up, and that's why I wanted my little girl to know that there's always two sides to a story.
Yeah. And well, if the Pope were doing the right thing at all, even remotely the right thing, he wouldn't be canonizing this guy. He would be saying, we're sorry that we did these things to these people at this point in time.
And paying some reparations, right?
I suppose. Listen, reparations is tough, and I know you got reparations on the brain, and I understand why, but...
No, really, I don't. Really,
well,
I don't.
You don't.
The reparations I want is for them to educate every African-American United States citizen.
That's a nice... That's great.
That's the only reparation
I want. Yeah.
Because we, by law... We couldn't learn for a period of time.
That's a really great reparation to ask for.
Kind of a setback when they don't allow you to be educated. When they don't allow you to read by law.
Right.
So if they could just, you know, fuck cash. No, we don't want any cash payments. Just education. Just educating. I mean, you
want... Well, Bernie's trying to do that.
Exactly. And he's trying to get some of this over-incarceration.
How is Bernie going to pay for all this stuff?
We can buy all these. We can pay for all these wars. I mean, it's all kind of shit that we pay for all the time, and nobody questions. Like, how the fuck could we afford spending?
You came up
50
with my
trillion.
Response to the meme. I mean, I saw the meme, and my response was, if I remember right, I said, you could probably pay for everything Bernie is proposing by taking 20% of the offense fund and moving it to his plans. And you'd probably have enough left over for blowjobs for the rest of us. Everybody could probably get a high-cost blowjob with that deal.
At least a hand job.
A high-cost blowjob.
At least a $12 hand job. Yeah. They're spending billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars fighting wars, attacking people, protecting people overseas from the thing that they created, the last wave of this bullshit.
Right, right.
And it needs to stop, it needs to stop, and it needs to stop.
Not bad we for need a Christian to protect, nation, huh?
Yeah, we need to protect our borders. We need to get out of the business of nation building.
Right.
Easy for me to say, sitting in my shitty little apartment in Studio City. I suppose life isn't that simple in the world of politics, but it seems like it could be simpler. Yeah. That's my take on it. Back to the canonization of this guy. You guys are... has it been done? Is it a done deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the 23rd.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And is there some event that you're going to go take part in? Or?
Well, we have our own event. It's coming up on the 13th.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so on the 13th, we are going to go demonize Sarah at the mission San Gabriel Archangel.
The opposite of canonize, it smells.
Exactly.
So you're just going to go show up?
We're going to show up, we've got...
We're basically going to undo what the Pope did. We got the power.
Well, you got to have some sort of, you know... The Pope, claims he's got God on his side to do all this. Who do you have?
Satan.
What?
Well, we are the Satanic Temple.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, we got people behind us.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break because I'm quite intrigued by this. Satanic Temple is going to demonize.
I thought it was Saturday Night Live for a second. Satan.
What? Satan.
In that special.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
Oh, that's right. Great news, in fact. That's what you should have said, old guy. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. So be generous, support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. What did the bartender say to the atheist?
Donate to the Save the Slammer fundraiser.
You've heard this one?
Yes.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with William Morrison and Steve Hill. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So that's cool. You're going to go out there and the Satanic Temple?
The Satanic Temple.
No, when Steve mentioned it to me, I immediately thought there's going to be a lot of folks that aren't going to want to take part. They're not going to want to get involved. Atheists.
Right.
Skeptics. People who don't like the Pope. Part of the problem is that the perception of just the term Satan or Satanic Temple is one of, and I get this a lot, by the way, there's a group, I wish I could remember what town it was in, although it's unimportant which town it was. There's a group that put up a satanic sculpture of some sort or a satanic presentation as a counter to the Christmas thing.
Nativity?
Yeah, nativity scene. Because that is what should happen in a public space. You know, if you're allowed to put up a nativity scene, that is a religious presentation. Then any other religions or non-religions should be able to use that space for the same thing of their belief system. So this group of Satanists put up this thing, a goat animal thing, head like a man, but goat body and hooves and all this, and had their version of a nativity scene, really freaking people out quite a bit. Now there's a couple ways to break that down. You know, I suspect that the guys who did that were not Satanists in the sense of what a Satanist is. We've had two Satanists on our show. LaVey is one of them, and I'm forgetting the comedian who calls himself a Satanist is another. Both of them claimed to be able to cast spells. One of them claimed to have killed someone with his mind. That's supernatural bullshit. It's right. mumbly-jumbly, right. jack-stupid-fuck-off.
Yeah,
right?
Don't get us confused with that dumb shit.
And that's the problem. That's my point. There are atheists who don't understand or can't understand why anybody would adopt the phrase Satanist, which is a biblical idea and a biblical ideal. We wouldn't have it without Christianity. And when you've thrown off the chains of Christianity, you can also throw off the chains of Satan. So... I guess my question to you, William, is when you worship Satan, how much goat's blood do you drink?
Tons.
Yeah. I'm about a quart low right now.
Yeah, tell me about it. But you're not doing this, right?
We're not doing that.
You're not supernaturalists.
No, we're not. Not at all.
You're not bowing down to the dark overlord.
We worship the self, nothing
Talk
else.
Talk to me. Fill us in.
Well, that's really, I mean, that's, I mean, it's a, we identify with Satan. We identify with the image of Satan, the idea of Satan being the outsider.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of people that are participating now in the temple are people that also make that identification. And I think that, you know, Satan is a very powerful symbol, obviously. And to some degree, we've co-opted that. And I think we're taking it to a better place. Yeah. And I think, you know, traditionally Satanism, LaVey, you know, I don't mind calling him out. You know, it's a lot of, for lack of a better term, douchebaggery, you know, and I think a lot of nonsense. And, you know, I think that what we're doing is we're taking a very powerful symbol that does have personal meaning to us, and we're doing some really interesting things with it, and we're seeing results. You talked about that nativity scene. Are you aware of the story with the unveiling and the statue that was built to be placed on the State House steps in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, they removed it.
Right.
Yeah.
That happened because of us.
Right.
Fill me in.
Well.
And by the way.
What?
Well done.
Satanist against Satanist?
Well, okay, so what happened was, it was kind of the first big action of the temple. It was the first big action of the temple. The national chapter crowdfunded a statue of Baphomet, which is a 9-foot-tall bronze.
Right.
That's a beautiful statue of Baphomet with two young children looking lovingly up at Satan.
And sitting on their lap. And on lap,
no,
right?
They're standing beside.
Oh, they're standing, okay.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure one of them kids is black.
So the temple petitioned to have this placed on the State House steps next to the Ten Commandments Monument in Oklahoma. And then what happened after that was the Supreme Court ruled, the state Supreme Court ruled to have the Ten Commandments removed. And that just happened 2 days ago.
Yes, yeah. I have that article up right now, actually, because it just happened. And
well, here you go, honey.
There you go. You're like, fucking Satanists.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking take this shit down and
we're
fucking ruin it for everybody.
We're actually watching footage of... construction crews cutting out the marble that holds the Ten Commandments in place and moving it from where it is. And this is near the state capitol?
It was on the...
So it's on public land?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're the reason that this was removed?
Well, I'm not the reason, but the national chapter is definitely the reason.
I see.
Yeah.
Got it.
I believe there were four... Sorry.
The Satanic Temple.
Yes, the Satanic Temple. I think there were four appeals.
Detroit.
Yeah, and four appeals, and they were all shot down immediately by the court. So after that, it was...
And I want to be clear. So the temple said, if you're going to have that there... Or did they even say that?
That was the argument.
If you're going to have that there, we want ours there, too.
To express the plurality that's constitutionally relevant, you know, I mean, in the situation, yeah.
Okay. That's kind of brilliant, actually, because...
Fairness.
Well, the fact of the matter is, this is a group of people... who doesn't... I want to be very clear about this, okay? This is a group of people who do not do what most people think Satanists are.
That's correct.
They are a group of people who are fighting to get the theocracy out of our governmental system.
Exactly. Separation of church and state. That's
And that's what we are at United Church of Bacon, too. That's a major tenet.
That's paramount.
Yeah. So we're in the same game, you and me.
Right.
And I'm really excited to hear that that was a success and that you've pulled this off. Are you hopeful that the Pope will bring in construction crews and remove the canonization from this guy?
I doubt that that's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, really, it's the reason that we're doing this. It's a reaction.
Shedding
to,
light.
It's all, yes, not only on Sarah, but us. I mean, this bullshit that just happened with the Pope visiting the United States.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it was such a whitewash, and the canonization, was just one of the events that happened while he was here that was really just showing you the real story.
Yeah.
But nobody's listening. You know, all the major media is just kissing his ass as he's
sucking his dick
head over heels
while fingering his ass. They gave him a rusty trombone.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
Right. And if you think about it, they spent millions of dollars for his security.
Yeah.
We paid for that.
Did we pay for that?
We paid for that shit.
Why would we pay for that?
Because we're citizens and we're taxpayers.
That's nuts.
That's how it works.
He's a foreign dignitary. Well, he is the leader of a country. I mean, that is a fact.
That's true.
So there's no arguing that that's not the case. I guess we have to give in on that technicality. The fact that you and I don't like it, Steve, would you agree that if the leader of another country, any other country, were here, that we should not give them the protections that are afforded,
Okay, but how many foreign leaders that have visited recently had a fucking parade?
Well, that's just, do you know how many people follow him?
A lot. So it's not a popularity contest.
It's a billion. Sure it is. Absolutely. You can.
And that's why the media fell hook, line, and sinker for ratings.
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Well,
that's what I think.
You think it was ratings?
Ratings.
Yeah. I have no doubt it was for ratings. I think that's probably true. I hadn't thought about it much, but now that you mention it, I agree.
Yeah.
Look
at Donald Trump. Look what Donald Trump is doing. He gets ratings.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to pay for his campaign. He spent $2 million so far, which is ridiculous for the amount of time that he spends on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's corporate media whores that are pimping people out.
I think it's ironic.
And they pimp the Pope.
I think it's ironic that the devil is, the perception of the devil in the Christian faith is that he's the great deceiver. And, I think the Pope just brought that.
Yeah,
well, I have a theory on this that it's actually a feature film. This is a feature film idea. I've pitched it on the show before.
And now you're giving it away.
Yep, again.
No, I already have. Again. I've already given it away. Here it is. It's real simple. The Bible says that Satan is the great deceiver. And if that's true, then what would be the greatest deception of all to convince all of mankind that you, Satan, are God? When in fact God is Satan. And so as a movie idea, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's overly simplistic, which is great for movie ideas.
Right.
Hey, honey, you and I can play that movie out later in the bedroom if you like.
Who do I get to be?
The devil himself.
Look, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be the devil.
Yeah, right, right. Come on. Who hasn't fantasized about being the devil?
I
want to
have the prehensile tail in my ass. So,
how many people every year show up at a Halloween party dressed as the devil?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know this number?
Millions.
Is that true?
At least.
You would think that's got to be waning. Now I want to go online. Now you got me. After the show, I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to look up how many devil costumes are sold. You son of a bitch.
There you go.
Damn it. Why would you waste my time like that, Steve?
That's your assignment.
So, Steve, you sent this mass message that Emery and I were on, and you were trying to rile up the fellow atheists to go out and do this.
Yeah.
And
come with us.
How
come
can people join
us.
You? Where do they
join
go? Us. How do they contact you? What do they do?
Give them the address, Will.
Hang on.
All right. So if you want to join this this protest, is it called a protest? Can we call it that?
It's action.
Action.
It's
an action.
We're activists, and this is an action we're taking.
If you'd like to join in, let's be very clear. the Satanic Temple don't drink goat's blood. They don't think that there's any such thing as casting spells on people.
Yeah, don't sacrifice babies. Yeah.
Don't
or
be bringing
women.
Shit to burn. Urges. We're not burning nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I would presume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, William, I presume you guys are pro, you know, sex, right?
Pro-sex?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So there's another reason to get involved with the Satanic Temple when they go and they protest the fact that there's a canonization of an asshole.
Right.
We're definitely not pro-life, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's actually another major issue the temple is acting on right now is women's reproductive rights.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thank so you. you're pro women's rights.
Yes.
LGBT. Yeah. I presume you don't have any problem with.
Not at all whatsoever.
Fisting.
It's all up to the individual.
Good for you. That's exactly the answer.
No
and,
bars.
And so what I heard is yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But so I think women reproductive rights is a critical issue to me.
Yeah.
Specifically because I do have four daughters. I have four sisters, and to think that some legislators going to tell a woman what they can and can't do with their body is just a fucking asinine concept to begin with, because I wouldn't want any woman telling me what I could do with my penis.
Well, what if a woman tells you to put your penis in her ass?
Okay. I'd have to ask her, how much is it?
I think there are cases where you would like a woman to tell you what to do with your penis. You have to admit that that's true. You're listening to Arden Davies at ardendavies.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission.
This
now,
is
a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out. I don't care. This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Thundercock. Hasa Massive Wang. Okay.
The hell?
Fade Emery likes to eat.
That Emery likes to eat.
That Emery likes to eat. Okay. On the daily, deep, deep down. Jonathan Parker. Sasha Luna. Kentucky Atheist, Angry SJW in a Prius, ISIS Goatfucker, Kyle Delaney, Matthew Ty, Molly Black, Trevor, Pitching a Tent for David Blatter, Shiny Disco Dave, Carl Barrett and Tampon Teabag, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody, I think.
They can name themselves whatever they want. I can't imagine. It's all going to be Satan this, Satan that next week. And now back to Arden Davies, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with William Morrison and Steve Hill, and the music is now tapering off. So welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you.
The music's tapering off like a good shit.
So tell us, I am moving on from that. Tell us the location, what time, where, when, how.
Where can they follow you? Where can they email you? Where can they find you? Let's point the atheists and the skeptics in the right direction.
Well, the satanictemple.com.
That's easy. SatanicTemple.com. You can go find more out about the Satanic Temple.
We have an LA Facebook page also.
Look us up on Facebook. So the action is happening at the Mission San Gabriel Archangel. We're going to meet at 2 p.m. at the Plaza Park by the fountains across the street from the San Gabriel City Hall.
On what day?
It's going to be on the 13th of this month.
13th of this month. What time?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. on the 13th. San Gabriel Park. Yes. That's where you're going.
The address is 425 South Mission Drive, San Gabriel, California.
It's actually called South Mission Drive. Those fuckers, they have their hands on everything.
Everything.
So
what I wanted to talk to you about, Steve, was the pushback that some of the people in the group gave about you trying to rile up these atheists to join this cause because they're called Satanists, and Satan... when a lot of people think of Satan or Satanists, they think religion. A lot of people are thinking from a Christian point of view, and they really believe this stuff. So it scares them. And so if they were to take atheists and Satanists and put them in the same category, they would possibly start comparing us atheists to Satanists and thinking that's, you know, they don't know what you really mean.
Okay, but don't you think they do that anyway?
Well, we're trying to change our, you know, their view of what atheism is.
There are a lot of atheists who say, what I don't want to do is I don't want to compound the problem that is atheism. When you say you're an atheist, you just fell slightly below rapists distrust of people. Below the rapist. That's fucking bizarre, right? But
you'd rather have a rapist babysit your kid than an atheist babysit your kid.
But would you want a Satanist babysitting your kids?
Right.
So well, we're in the same category apparently with you guys. So
a lot of people are concerned that yes, they already think that about us, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your point, but what they don't think what many don't think yet is those atheists are Satanists, and those who do think that. Are wrong when they think of Satanism the way they're thinking of it, the Anton LaVey stuff.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Atheism is the opposite of Satanism in the same way that atheism is the opposite of Christianity or Muslim, Islam, any of those ideas. We're dismissing them all. So to invite this idea back in, it's really unpalatable to a lot of atheists. That's what she's getting at.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I get that whole thing, but... When I see atheists recoil from the word Satan, it kind of makes me think and wonder a little bit, have you bought into the bullshit? Because to buy into, to have a negative connotation of what an atheist or a Satanist is or Satan is, you kind of have to believe the other side too.
Let me clear it up for you. You're wrong.
Why not?
I'm going to clear it up for you. Okay.
Because you know that's what they're thinking.
No, it's not.
You're not
mistaken.
What we're thinking.
I know what I'm thinking.
Now, don't
I
take it personal. I'm just talking about the general. I'm just talking about the general.
I'm
atheist.
Not taking anything personally. I'm trying to help you. You're going to navigate this well if you have the information accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. It's not that people think that there's some sort of Satanistic thing. Okay. I might recoil if you said to me, and I'm not kidding either. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
If you said to me, we'll presume you're not in a happily married relationship right now with two girls, okay? You have two girls? So.
Yeah.
We'll presume that's not true. You're a single guy. And you came to me and you said, hey, Emery, I just met this new chick. Guess what? She's a psychic. I would recoil. Not because I thought that psychics are real, but because I can't believe that you're putting your cock in a psychic.
Right.
I would recoil for a lot of reasons. None of them are the ones you think people are recoiling from Satanism. That's not why anybody's recoiling. They're recoiling because they don't want to see... And some might think that you, William, are an Anton LaVey Satanist. There are those guys out there. They're getting screen time on shows. They're interacting with the public. They're known. There's a book Anton LaVey wrote... which I read, by the way, when I was just fucking around with ideas a long time ago. Anton LaVey's a retard, a complete and utter moron, and he believed in magic, you know what I mean? So that's what this is about. Not because they're afraid of William and the Satanic Temple. That's mm-hmm. They're not afraid of it. They're probably going, why are you getting mixed up with these idiots? That's what's going on in their head. You got to clear it up.
Yeah, we're going to make ourselves abundantly clear by taking action. And people, you know, you're judged by the work you do.
Yeah.
And when they start seeing and get a grip for the work we're doing,
yeah,
they're going to say, "Oh,
well,
that's something I could throw my hat."
I want to be
in
very,
ring
very
for.
Clear. The Satanic Temple achieved a monumental, perfect word for this,
perfect.
Goal. In getting Oklahoma to remove the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments no more belongs on public space than the Satanic Temple's icon that they wanted to put up.
Exactly.
That was their goal. They were genius in how they dealt with it because they confronted the problem by presenting another problem.
Exactly.
And it was brilliant. Now, here's what I want you to do. And by the way, I'm behind you.
Watch
I'm
out.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I want you to figure out how to get trust in Satan on the money.
Right.
Is that in your playbook yet? Because it needs to be.
It's definitely been spoken about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say a couple things just about you know, first of all, I think that what's happening with the temple now because of our actions and the action in Oklahoma received, and also the unveiling event that we had in Detroit, received amazing amount of international press. If you're going to be an organization that is focusing on the issue of church and state, I don't really think that there's a more powerful image to have behind you than that of Satan.
Right.
And I think it makes a lot of sense when you look at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is consciously trying to make a paradigm shift in what Satanism is and how it's perceived.
And do you think that'll work? I mean, do you really think?
Yeah, we're not saying
it's already working.
Yeah, and no one's saying that it's going to be easy. Especially speaking from an African American perspective,
yeah.
You're talking about the ultimate outsider would be an African American in this country, not going to church and believing in Jesus Christ. That would be the ultimate outsider. Right. So, take that concept into action. Get people's attention. Make people start asking questions, start a dialogue. I think that's a good thing. And no, from my perspective, no other group in this fucking country needs to have a more precise dialogue about religion than black people.
Yeah.
Because we've been fucked ever since we got here
with this
religion.
When you have this dialogue, and I know you're trying to have it and you're trying to cause it and you're doing it. I love that that's going on. When you have this dialogue... when I was talking to you online about it, you really misunderstood me. You really did. And I want you target.
Okay,
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you something. Because I know you.
I don't need my help because I'm a white guy. I understand.
No, that's bullshit.
I'm kidding around with you.
I know. But I understood because I know you're a skeptic. Uh-huh. So as soon as you start asking questions, I knew what you were doing. You were doing the advocate thing. Well, like,
who's advocate?
Did you, let me ask you this. I understand you, Emery.
I'm not sure
and
you
it
do.
Was, and
we,
it was
I
good questions.
Work this
I knew,
out.
No, I knew what you were doing. Now, there was another guy who helped me with my campaign last time.
Uh-huh.
He started in with, what are you doing? You can't do this. I'm yes, I can.
I'll talk to you about that. I want to talk about that. You're still running, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you running for?
State Senate, 21st District. 21st District, California. That would entail the Antelope Valley, Victor Valley, and parts of Santa Clarita Valley.
All right.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to have dialogue.
You want to be the senator of the desert.
State Senate, right.
I love that.
And I'm running on a platform of educating. Cool. Educating every fucking kid for free.
Cool.
All the way up to college.
Right. So the people in politics, jump in on this, William. I presume you've got opinions of it. The people in politics, those people who... maneuver in order to win seats. For example, right now there's a guy that's been hired to figure out how to respond when who's getting in the race soon? The vice president.
Biden.
When Biden gets in the race, right? There's someone right now that's been hired by Hillary to figure out what needs to happen in order to respond to that possibility, right? Make sense?
Oppositional research?
Yeah, oppositional research. I couldn't think of the term.
They're spin doctors. So
they're spin doctors, right.
Every campaign has one.
So those guys, and then there are campaign managers and people who really know how to run campaigns in order to win these seats. And winning these seats, I'm going to be clear. Trump is not going to win shit. You don't win a seat doing what Trump's doing.
Right.
You get a lot of attention. You freak people out a little bit. And you give the press a reason to sell more advertising, but that's it. That's all that gets to happen. And I'm not necessarily even happy that that's a truth. I wish it were possible that someone like Trump or even Bernie Sanders Bernie might stand a chance because he understands that saying the truth as well as playing the game are important. You have to do both of those things to win a seat.
Sure. Right.
Okay? Whether it be House, Senate, local Senate, National Senate, doesn't matter.
Right.
So... this is something that is undeniably true. That said, anybody in that game is going to freak out when they find out that you're publicly associating yourself with the term Satan for that reason, for the reason we're talking about, the reason that you have so much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you put yourself at such a philosophical deficit for those who are going to punch a card with your name on it. You've got to convince them of what we've just been talking about for an hour.
Right.
Do you have time to convince them?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, I have time this time. You know, last time I wrote is I ran a very brief but quite successful write-in candidacy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw the results, but you should post them. Yeah, yeah. And it was pretty effective.
Yeah.
So this time I'm going to go in under the illusion. No, I won't call it illusion. But you know how people always say you got to believe in something, especially in the African American community.
Yeah.
You can't be an atheist in the African American community. They always say you got to believe in something. You got to believe in something. So when I saw the works of the Satanic Temple, I was like, hey, these people look pretty goddamn good. These people are doing good. Separation of church and state, women reproductive right issues. I mean, just overall justice for fucking all. It's like, hey, I can get behind these. Now, I might have some trouble explaining it to my constituency, but I was pretty successful speaking last time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change. I'm going to speak the same thing. I'm going to get everybody's attention. Maybe more people this time will ask more questions. Uh-huh. And then they'll look at me and be able to create a direct contrast between me and my opponents. Like, wow, well, look, this guy.
Well, I've been out in your valley.
I know we're going to have some conversations soon in my district.
I've been out in your valley. And I lived in Canyon Country for a long time. I lived in Valencia for a while. And I've spent a lot of time in Lancaster and Palmdale. I know the kinds of people who inhabit that slice of land.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
in Lancaster, per capita, we have more churches than any other city in the state of California.
Right.
So, yeah, we're getting ready to have a conversation. You know, the mayor has In God We Trust on public land. We're going to have a conversation about all of this. It's time for us to have this conversation.
Definitely attract some attention.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, that's there's been a lot of that going on.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
right.
As a black man vying for the Satanist.
You're not a black man.
I was talking about this black man over here.
Yeah. And vying for a state Senate seat as an African-American.
As a Satanist.
Satanist. Imagine that. Vote for me, I'll set you free.
All right. In the premium version of the show, William, you're going to tell us about the blood you really do drink, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And stay online if you're watching live, because you get to watch the premium portion for free.
That's it for the free hour, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the free version of episode 182, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, William Morrison and Steve Hill. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Mr. E. Tune in next week when our guest will be
fundraising.
And we'll be talking about
raising funds.
I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Fundraiser Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Fuck Your Fundraiser Winters.
That's Cameron for you. Where can people find you, Steve?
Let's see. People can find me. I'm going to be doing a lot of political stuff here shortly. A lot of political local stuff. So I'm getting off the road.
Is there a Twitter account?
Yeah, Steve Hill Comic.
There you go. Steve Hill Comic. Where can people find you, William?
It's www.williammorrison.tv.
There you go. .tv. It's a great dot. What do they call it? I don't know what they're called. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for being here. We have another 30 minutes to do. Don't go away. If you're on the wall, you get to watch it for free. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead, purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.